Chapter 40, The Question of the Dateline.
The Sabbath Made for a Round World. God rested on the seventh day and set it apart for man to observe in honor of his creation of the heavens and the earth in 6 literal days. He blessed and sanctified and made holy the day of rest. When men are so careful to search and dig to see in regard to the precise period of time, we are to say God made his Sabbath for a round world, and when the seventh day comes to us in that round world, controlled by the sun that rules the day, it is the time in all countries and lands to observe the Sabbath. In the countries where there is no sunset for months, and again no sunrise for months, the period of time will be calculated by records kept. The Lord accepts all the obedience of every creature he has made, according to the circumstances of time in the sun-rising and sun-setting world. The Sabbath was made for a round world, and therefore obedience is required of the people that are in perfect consistency with the Lord's created world. Letter 167, 1900. The Dateline Problem. Sister T has been speaking of you to me. She says that you are in some confusion in regard to the dayline. Now, my dear sister, this talk about the dayline is only something that Satan has devised as a snare. He seeks to bewitch the senses, as he does in saying, "Lo, here is Christ," or "there." There will be every fiction and devising of Satan to lead persons astray, but the word is, "Believe it not." For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they say unto you, "Behold, he is in the desert," go not forth. "Behold, he is in the secret chambers," believe it not. Matthew 24, 23-26. Seventh-day Sabbath left in no uncertainty. We have the positive word of God in regard to the Sabbath. Exodus 31, 12-18, quoted. Is it possible that so much importance can be clustered about those who observe the Sabbath, and yet no one can tell when the Sabbath comes? Then where is the people who bear the badge or sign of God? What is the sign? The seventh-day Sabbath, which the Lord blessed and sanctified and pronounced holy, with great penalties for its violation. The seventh-day Sabbath is in no uncertainty. It is God's memorial of his work of creation. It is set up as a heaven-given memorial to be observed as a sign of obedience. God wrote the whole law with his finger on 2 tables of stone. Now, my sister, I write to tell you that we are not to give the least credence to the dayline theory. It is a snare of Satan brought in by his own agents to confuse minds. You see how utterly impossible for this thing to be, that the world is all right observing Sunday, and God's remnant people are all wrong. This theory of the day line would make all our history for the past 55 years a complete fallacy, but we know where we stand. To stand fast by our colors. My sister, let not your faith fail. We are to stand fast by our colors, the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. All those who hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end will keep the seventh day Sabbath, which comes to us as marked by the sun. The fallacy of the day line is a trap of Satan to discourage. I know what I am speaking about. Have faith in God. Shine where you are as a living stone in God's building. The children of God will be triumphant. They will come off conquerors and more than conquerors over all the opposing, persecuting elements. Fear not. By the power of Bible truth and love exemplified in the cross and set home by the Holy Spirit, we shall have the victory. The whole battle before us hinges upon the observance of the true Sabbath of Jehovah. I can write no more now, but I say, give no ear to heresy. Cling to a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." He will comfort and bless you, and will give you joy in your heart. Praise the Lord that we have clear light and a plain, distinct message to bear. Letter 118, 1900.